Om Shanti, good evening everyone, and welcome to tonight's session with our most beloved, almost double foreign sister, Asha Didi. And why I introduce her as almost double foreign is because even though Asha Didi has been serving the Yajna tirelessly for so many decades, we've of late been taking so much hospitality from Om Shanti Retreat Center. Who's been to ORC for a retreat? Okay, that's half the hall almost. Yes, many, many. And I think there's a retreat coming up on the 18th as well, a silence retreat. And so we're so grateful to Asha Ben to really open ORC's doors and welcome us in with such amazing warmth. And Asha Ben has just driven up all the way from Shantivan, where she tells me there are 25,000 Bharatvasis, almost all arrived, for Baba's meeting tomorrow. And so she's not had rest for the last few days because she's been dealing with the management of so many people. And she's left all of those matters behind and just come up to be with Baba's jewels hidden in the mountains. So thank you so much, Asha Ben, for making the way to come and be with us today. So big hand of applause.
Om Shanti. Sister said that we are grateful that Sister Asha is here. I feel it's a treat to come back to Madhuban again and again. Madhuban reminds of so many things. It's a place where we have grown up. We came here as small children. And we have grown up in Madhuban. Sometimes when I look back, I feel so happy, so fortunate that we have been able to receive sustenance, guidance, everything from Mama, Baba, the sanskars of Gyan, the sanskars of service, all these things we learn from here. Such a nice fortune Baba has given in this confluence. And when I entered, I read the banner which says, our commitment to the One. Ring ceremony. I don't know if it was held or what, or it is from today's Murli. After Baba's Murli. Okay. So after this, that's going to happen. Wow, beautiful. So in advance, congratulations to all those who want to commit themselves to the, yes, to the One. So the topic that has been given to me is how to create a powerful atmosphere. So when I was coming on the way, a thought came, what do we mean by powerful atmosphere? What does it mean? Yes, Sister Savi? What do you mean by powerful atmosphere? Yes? We are the creators. We are not the ones to be influenced by the atmosphere? No. We are the creators. We are more powerful than the atmosphere. We are more powerful than the atmosphere. Because we create it. We make it. So what is meant by powerful atmosphere? There may be several thoughts arising in your mind. But offhand, a few things come to my mind. Number one, powerful atmosphere means such an atmosphere where transformation takes place naturally and automatically. To give you one small little example, you are all very much experienced in it. I was deeply touched when I saw Rakhi celebration in London. How many have had Rakhi in London? I said, not many. But I was deeply touched by it. I think it took 6 hours. 6 hours. Throughout the night we were sitting, tying Rakhi. Atmosphere was so powerful. And automatically, naturally, the brothers and sisters, they make some decision for themselves and then they come up for getting the Rakhi tied. Did you get my point? Rakhi is going on, Daddy is sitting, Sister Sudesh was there and I was there. And I found so intense yoga was there. No one was signaling to anyone, now you get up and go. No one was signaling. But the atmosphere was so uplifting, so powerful, spiritually so vibrant, that anyone, whoever came in front of Dadi, took long drishti, deep silence, and that was the point when people were making some decisions for themselves. On Rakhi, we give gift to Baba. So automatically they were thinking at the time. Naturally. So Raksha Bandhan is transformative because it gives you so much of power at the time. If we listen to the experiences I have, 1 year, when you tie Rakhi to someone in a very powerful atmosphere, 1 year the person says, okay, I will leave smoking this year. Next year he says, I will leave getting angry. 3rd year he says, I will do this. And who is doing it? The atmosphere that is created at the time automatically makes a person realize, gives deep spiritual experience, And the person naturally, without being told by anyone, decides to transform. This is the power of a powerful atmosphere. Powerful atmosphere means transformation. Secondly, I think powerful atmosphere means the atmosphere where whatever I have in my mind gets fulfilled, not in terms of material things, but those spiritual experiences that we aspire for. I recall those days when Baba used to come to the small history hall. And of course we should not be doing it. But one sister did it. She said she is not going to go to Baba unless he calls him. And she sat behind. You know, when Baba is there, there's so deep silence. And Baba reads the thoughts of everyone. Although he says, I'm not a thought reader, but he does. And the soul was called. Similarly, you will find at our centers, when we are doing bhakti, you understand bhakti? Deep tapasya, deep intense meditation. When our minds are totally detached from everything, totally concentrated, it creates a powerful atmosphere. And in bhakti, many, many people experience those stages which they had never experienced before, but they had aspired for. This is why we have one system. After bhakti, we share our experiences. So, powerful atmosphere, thirdly, it means where if there is anything negative, it is totally stopped. No one asks you to do it. No one is telling you not to do it. Automatically it happens. Atmosphere in which you have not to make efforts, but automatically you receive the influence of powerful atmosphere. You're not making any efforts. Easy. Now let us look at where have we to create a powerful atmosphere. Is it only the responsibility of the center nivasis? Or is it my responsibility to? Center Nivasis, yes. More responsibility is there, no doubt. Because they are taking care of Baba's place. And my experience says, experience from ORC. When ORC began to serve, we sisters decided upon certain things, and they are helpful. Number one, always be very particular about the classes. Four times. Amrit Vela, Murli class, evening meditation, and night class. No compromise. No compromise at all. Because we are responsible instruments. Baba has given me this place to take care so that all those souls who come, they get connected with Baba. If the atmosphere is not able to connect my intellect to Baba, it is not a powerful atmosphere. In a powerful atmosphere, all our different thoughts, they just get jammed. And only those thoughts which are necessary, essential, positive, powerful, only those thoughts will take place. Because creation of atmosphere depends upon my attitude and the quality of the thoughts that I have. Mama, she used to tell us, supposing there is very nice atmosphere, very good atmosphere, very powerful, and if someone out of us makes a comment, the whole atmosphere changes. Mama used to say, this is like spoiling the atmosphere. You can restrict your comment. Let the atmosphere remain as it is, powerful. Restrict your comment and you can share it later on. At times, children complain to Baba, Baba, the atmosphere is such, what can we do? I recall Baba's Murli. He said in one of his Avyakt Murlis, children, you are like incense sticks. You know, agarbatti, incense stick. Incense stick, what does it do? It does not say, well, here bad smell is there, I will not give good scent. Does it say? No. It burns itself and changes the atmosphere. So Baba said, you are spiritual. Incense sticks. Who is more powerful? The atmosphere or me? Who is more powerful? Is the atmosphere more powerful than me? No. I'm more powerful. I'm the creator. When this is seated in my intellect, then I'm never influenced by any kind of negative atmosphere. So to create powerful atmosphere at the centers, we need to stick to those four classes. I have very good experience of this. If we become little loose, something or the other will happen. Baba has clearly said to us, children, around your centers, you must have the, circle of yoga power. In one of the plays from Ramayana, one of the scenes, Ravan, the devil, wants to enter the hatment of Sri Sita, but he is not able to enter. Why? As he wants to step in, there is fire coming from the earth. This is what is known, the circle of maryadas. Maryadas, the principles. It has so much power that no one can attack. It is said, those souls who have lot of positive power, nothing can attack them. Nothing evil can attack them. We see from Baba's life, a person comes with the intention of killing Baba. But when he looks at Baba, what does he see? He sees Guru Nanak. He sees only light and light. This is the preparation for our final paper. As children, we used to read stories that there was a sage doing tapasya and a lion came looked at the sage but did not say anything. He just encircled around this sage and went away. At that young age, a thought used to come to my mind. How can a carnivorous animal become so meek? Herbivorous. Why didn't he attack the sage? A thought used to come. Simple person in human body, why didn't he attack? Much later, now we understand. Of course, through Baba's knowledge, long, long back, that when you are totally positive, powerful, pure, truthful, clear, transparent, that itself becomes our canopy. That itself becomes our armor. And no one can attack us. This is what Baba wants that we have to create. It is not that we have to continuously sit and meditate. No, we have to be karam yogis. Baba does not say this. Children, leave your everything now, sit down for meditation, now the time is nearing. He is not saying that. He wants us to be in very active, powerful stage. Then wherever we are able to change the atmosphere. This power should be there with us. So maryadas. If I follow maryadas thoroughly, experience says you will be very powerful. Very powerful. Fearless. And you'll be able to create such an atmosphere in the center too. Why is it and what is it? In some centers you feel very nice, very good. Vibrations are very nice. And what is it that for some centers you say, well, the atmosphere is not that powerful? What makes the difference? It is our vibrations. Powerful atmosphere. It is always nourishing. Always making you stronger. And we all very well know all those things which we term negative or waste. Apart from these two, there is third dimension also which I would like to mention, which Avyakta Dadi said this time in August. I don't know how many of you noticed it. She made use of the word faltu. One is waste and the other word is faltu, which means extra. Waste is waste. But at times, extra concerns, extra thoughts, they also make the atmosphere weak. Those things which are of no concern to me, I don't have to indulge in them. The more we restrict ourselves, I also remember Dadi and Didi, both of them, after lunch, one day, they were walking, you know. Didi used to walk 100 steps after lunch, and Dadi used to accompany her. One day, Sister Jayanti and myself, after lunch, we went around Nakhi Lake, and we were just entering Pandav Bhavan, Madhuban, and Dadi and Didi were coming from the other side. And immediately, Didi asked us, "What were you talking?" Of course, we said what we were talking. We said, it was good, not waste. But it gave me a lesson that how much attention our seniors give to us and how much attention we need to give to ourselves. Sometimes as friends, in Pandav Bhavan, Delhi, at night, after everything is over, we used to sit down, sometimes chat, laugh, make jokes. Dadi Gulzar, she used to come on a round and she wouldn't say anything. She would say, "Acha, bet." This is sufficient. This is sufficient. Why? You know, at times we sit and talk and talk and talk and talk. The atmosphere at the centers should be that of silence. Too much talking is extroversion. Power is accumulated through silence. Then, for powerful atmosphere, creating a powerful atmosphere, I have to take the responsibility myself. You will find in the centers where the instrument soul, main one, is giving attention to herself or himself, you will find others will also do that. So I am responsible. This is my work. And Baba has clearly said, children, the entire world is burning in sorrows. Baba's centers are like oasis. Remember, Baba's centers are like oasis where people will come and quench their thirst. Peace, happiness. Powerful atmosphere does not mean that you should be dull and dry. No. Happiness. cheerfulness. This has also to be there. Baba does not make us dry people. Baba makes us very cheerful, jovial. Look at the pictures of Lakshmi Narayan, angels, Baba's pictures, always smiling. He makes us like himself. Just emerge. When Bap Dada comes, how powerful is the atmosphere? Do you feel so? Yes. And when Baba gives drishti, at times we used to feel, even now, when Baba is giving drishti and you feel that Baba has given it to you personally, you feel electrified, as though electric current has passed. We are His children. This is what we have to create. And then, how long are we going to say, I will be doing this, it is meant for... No, we are ancestor souls. Yes. Just look, where are we seated in Kalpa tree? Where are we seated? In the roots. And from the roots, we have to give nourishment to even the last leaf of the tree. Last leaf of the tree. When we get involved in this responsibility and keep performing this responsibility, the atmosphere automatically becomes powerful. This has to be done at our office place also. This has to be done at our homes also. It is not simply the centers. Even our homes. We are transforming our homely atmosphere, isn't it? Instead of just being lokik. Today Dadi Ratan Mohini was talking to sisters from Delhi and she made very nice point. Beautiful and powerful. She said, as long as you live in the lokik world. By lokik world she meant always in the lokik relationships. She said, you will not be able to get rid of your basic weaknesses. It's a statement that she made. And it struck my mind. It's true. The more we are in the alokik world, alokik relationships, where we have the concept of detachment, where we have the concept of being trusty, where we have the atmosphere of being sakshi drishta, spectator, an observer. It is these things that help us to create powerful atmosphere. I share with you where we have to give attention. I remember there are mothers, you know, couples coming, and they are very nice couples, yugals as we call. And if one of the partners leaves the body, in the lifetime, when they're together, I've seen it, they were totally detached, like living in the same home, same family, but detached. But when one partner leaves, the atmosphere is good, powerful. At that time, she or he is able to face the situation easily. No problem. No, it was role, it's gone to another birth. Then the gyani thoughts. Why? Because there is the influence of the powerful atmosphere that was created by the gyani souls. After 3 months, 6 months, I've seen 2 cases. They come and say, "Sister, somehow I'm not able to forget him. I'm not able to do this. What to do?" Then we jokingly used to say to her, "In lifetime, you never cared for him, and now you are remembering him. What to do? Why this? Why this?" Because it is only superficial detachment, not real gyani detachment. And Baba never says you must have superficial detachment. And this does not apply only to your partner, it applies to everything. So we need to delve deep down and then see ourselves in the mirror of knowledge, wisdom. How is my position? Creating powerful atmosphere means where we are able to show Baba from our place. Whether it is home or it is the center. People come forward and ask you, "What is it? What is so special in you? What did you do?" This is how we glorify Baba. Sometimes, in the center or in the family, what we as Kumaris learned from Dadis, laughing too much, talking aloud, all these things restrict. This is extroversion. To create a good atmosphere means to be introvert. And introvertness does not mean, again, to be dull and dry. I don't believe in it. Baba does not see. Okay? Now, if you have any questions, you can ask. And then, if anything happens, don't stretch it too long. Whether it happens in your family, or it happens in your office, or it happens in the center, don't stretch anything too long. Put a stop. Baba says full stop. Try to put a stop. No point in arguing. No. No point in stretching the thing too long. No. Stop. Dot. Okay. Yes, Manubhai? Can I take one or two questions?
In the situation when you are living in your own home, away from the center, and these are four principles that you talked about, early morning Amrit Vela meditation, daily class, that's possible, but the evening class may not be possible. So what to do then?
Evening class means
9 o'clock, Ratri class.
I'll tell you how to do it. At night, you need not have an official class. But what we can do is share our experience. It is a good thing that you asked me. Because not class, when I say class, I don't mean that we sit down and listen to another Murali or another thing. Share your experiences. Whoever is there with you in the family or in the center, let's share our experiences. Whatever happened throughout the day. So, the family is kept together, even in the center, the family is together, and when the family is together, good communication is there, it keeps the atmosphere light. Okay? So, at night we can do light. Anything? Yes?
Shanti. Let's say that you're trying to create a powerful atmosphere at the center and another sister is having very negative thoughts and making comments. What do you do? Can you remind her of something Baba says? Or how do you do?
We can remind gently with love, respect and kindness. Give respect to the person first, and if there is anything that he or she is not doing according to maryada or principles, just sit down together and talk about it gently, respectfully. We can share. Okay, we can do it. Let us first create such an atmosphere that this is our agenda. We are all living in the center. This is our primary agenda, that we have to create a powerful atmosphere in our center so that anyone who steps in, anyone who comes, benefits from it. Okay? Then when you are all doing it with sweet will, with sweet thoughts, Shubh Chintan, then things will happen.
Daddy Ratan Mohini was speaking to sisters from Delhi and telling them about, as long as you're in a low kick consciousness, it's not easy to get rid of the basic weaknesses.
Yeah.
Could you elaborate a little more on that?
Yeah.
And also superficial detachment and jnani detachment.
Okay. Nice question. So first one is lokik. That is, supposing there is certain thing that is not allowed in the center. Let me share it still clearly. Supposing there is a mobile. Mobile telephone is meant to communicate. Right? It is meant to facilitate your work. Now, how many varieties of mobiles are there? One is to be satisfied with the small little set and be content with it. And the other thing is that inside me, there is this liking for hi-fi technology, hi-fi things. It is my status symbol and center does not allow. Then I look for it from my brother. Sister in charge says to me, from where did you get it? Didi, this one is given to me on Rakhi by my brother. Does brother get the dream that you need this thing? No. It is my weakness inside. And if I always keep doing it, my basic weakness of getting attracted or look for such material things will never get over. And when this has very deep, deep connection with other negativities. And when I gave Murli class in the morning, I mentioned, whether it was here or in Madhuban, desires, if they are not fulfilled, they give rise to lust. And when lust is not fulfilled, it gives rise to anger. And from anger, violence of all variety emerges. Okay? So we are not to take things superficially. Deep down, remove those weaknesses from their roots, from the seeds. Is that clear now? Is it clear? Now, superficial detachment. Now, supposing I live with Sister Savi. She was in Delhi, let's say. We were good friends. We are good friends even now. Superficial detachment means if someone says to me, oh, you are always attached to her and you are always with her, and I say to Daddy, Daddy, no, does not matter. You can send me alone. She can be alone. This is superficial. This does not mean, Daddy does not mean that you separate yourselves. Daddy only means if there is any attachment of the kind, remove that. By just being away from your partner, from lokiks, does not mean that you are detached. Well, nothing happens to me. These are all superficial things. Deep down, check. Nicely check. If something goes wrong, what will happen to me? Check. There you check. When you are detached, real detachment, it will never give you sorrows. Superficial detachment, I would say, is no detachment, it is only attachment. Effort, it is an effort to be detached, but it is not detachment. ठीक है? Anything else? Okay. It is 7:07, okay? So, thank you. Om Shanti. All those of you who have not been to ORC, I take this opportunity to invite all of you. Because ORC does not belong to Delhi. ORC belongs to the family, Baba's family around the globe. Baba said it clearly, it is something that is being given to Delhi to take care. But it does not mean that it belongs to Delhiwalas only. Okay? It belongs to all of you. All of you.
And Asha Ben, you belong to all of us as well.
Yes. So you must come and see, okay?
So thank you for that wonderful class. Lovely points. I've decided I will never upgrade my mobile phone. We'll just stay together till the end now. And now we go into meditation till 7:30. And then, as you know, there's a ring ceremony. So for those who are going to get their ring, if you could stay behind whilst the others leave for dinner. Om Shanti. Thank you.